Please be seated. This is a thrilling day to see so many people to be confirmed, received, reaffirmed, and to have all of you here, family, friends, parishioners, to support them. I thank you wholeheartedly for your participation here this morning. This is also the first time we've done this liturgy on a Saturday morning at the cathedral. So I thank all those from our cathedral who are working our way through what it means to do this on a Saturday morning and your incredible hospitality to all of us. I've led an exercise on Anglican identity for the last 2 years at the Confirmation Preparation Day we do, a day of formation attended by many who are going to be confirmed or received or reaffirmed here today. The exercise looks like this. After we do a brief overview of the various historical streams that flow into Anglicanism and the sort of ethos that Anglicanism has, after we do that, we unfurl big pieces of easel paper that are posted all around the room we're meeting in, each with a different phrase expressing some aspect of an Anglican way of relating to Christian spirituality or to the world. And so, for example, one piece of paper that's posted on the wall has this phrase on it. It says, enacting God's compassion, justice, and peace in society, because that is an Anglican approach. Another says, living richly and creatively in the tension between apparent opposites. Living in the tension between opposites, because that's an Anglican approach to the world. And yet another says, feeding on the Bible in worship, in study, and in prayer, because that's an Anglican approach to spirituality. After we go through about a dozen or so of these sheets, because again, they're posted all around, we then ask everyone who's there to get up and to stand in front of the sheet of paper with the words on it that most attract them, that most expresses something they deeply value about this Anglican Christian way we are on. Most of the sheets of paper attract at least two or three, maybe more, who come up and stand in front of them, ready to have a conversation with the others there about what is it that attracts them. But at this last confirmation preparation day, one sheet had a veritable throng of people standing in front of it. On that sheet were these words expressing something fundamental about an Anglican Christian way of relating to spirituality or to the world. It said this, loving the questions and teaching others to love the questions. Loving the questions we all have about Christian faith and practice as lived out in our tradition, questions like the ones I'm going to share in a minute, is really what a lot of this day is about. So we started that day with collecting a bunch of questions, and these are some of the questions I loved from that day. And these were questions generated by adults and younger people alike, and you may find that they are questions you have. One. Why do we as Anglicans listen to some parts of the Bible and not to others? Why do we pay more attention to some parts and maybe not as much attention to others? Two, are Anglicans concerned about people who are not in church? Three, do Anglicans believe that Jesus really is God? Four, do Anglicans think it's possible to be too religious? Thought you would like that one. Five, do Anglicans believe that if you're not baptized, you are going to a very hot place? I cleaned up my act here for you. There are children of people of all ages in the room. And six, And one of my favorites, and I won't credit it to the person, but why do we in the Anglican Church confirm people right at the time when they start to ask questions about their faith? Why that? Today is about loving these kinds of questions because we are a part of a tradition, an Anglican tradition, that makes room for questions and believes that a certain kind of spiritual health is found in asking the questions. And of course, loving the questions, we love these questions, and today's about loving the questions, because for some of us, hearing the questions again bestows upon us a sort of beginner's mind in those areas we ourselves had erroneously believed were long settled and done. Loving the questions, because besides being just plain interesting, the questions interrogate the rest of us into a kind of renewed wondering about our faith and about our lives. But these, of course, are not the only kinds of questions we will love today. For right at the center of our confirmation liturgy, a liturgy in which people make mature commitments to their baptisms as supported by an Anglican Christian community, right at the center of our liturgy are a whole bunch of questions that are asked of us. Questions that are neither informational in their focus, nor are simply seeking our perspective, our opinion on an issue. Rather, these are the kinds of questions that asks us to declare what is important to us. They ask us to confirm, however haltingly, what we put our trust in. And flowing from what we say we trust, they ask us to declare what kind of life we, with God's help, want to live. And so we will be asked things like this, and these are my versions of the questions we will all answer later. We will be asked, do we trust that there's a power and a person we call God who creates and sustains all that is versus some other way we might see the world? We will be asked, do we trust that this same power and person we call God inhabited our flesh and in doing so made each of us belong to one another and belong to the earth in a new way? And we will be asked, do we trust that this same power and person we call God is still moving among us, binding us together, and empowering us to do difficult things, to enact justice, to reconcile us to one another, and to make peace? When we're asked what we believe, what's really intended there is for us to respond with what we trust in. It's like, what do you trust in? And then flowing from these questions about what we trust, we'll move to questions about how we intend to live our lives. We will be asked, will we commit to living in a spiritual community that helps us remember who we are and how we are related to the God in whom we trust? We will be asked, when we forget who we are, will we turn again toward a God of renewal and second chances? We will be asked, will we strive to enact God's own justice, peace, compassion, and respect for others and for the whole creation? And we will be asked, in doing all these things, will we live our lives as witnesses and as an inspiration to other people? Not just by what we say, but by how we show up. Our gospel for today from the 14th chapter of John begins with what many scholars call Jesus' farewell discourses. In this long speech, Jesus tells his beleaguered disciples that even though he'll be leaving them, they should not be anxious, for in leaving them, he goes to prepare a place for them. And you know the way to the place where I am going, he comments to them. It's at this point that Thomas, who you might say is the Anglican among them, Thomas cannot contain his bewilderment or his questions. He says, Lord, we do not know where you are going. And then he asks this question, how can we know the way? Which I take to be both a rhetorical question of frustration, but also a question about what is the way? It's one of those questions born of confusion and frustration that seeks earnest clarification. But Jesus, our Jesus, responds on a different level. Jesus takes a question seeking information and responds with what Thomas can put his trust in and what Thomas can tie his life to. "I am the way, the truth, and the life," Jesus says. "I, Jesus, am the way, the truth, and the life." In other words, it's not a location. It's who you live in and where it takes you. Today, I would bet that there are many, many questions still in this room about what it means to be a Christian and about what it means to enact our faith from an Anglican sensibility in all that that means. I would bet that those to be confirmed or received or reaffirmed still have questions. I would bet that their family members and friends still have questions. I would bet that those clergy and laity from parish communities scattered about this space still have questions. And I would bet that all of us up here in albs and vestments still have questions. Today is not a day about resolving all those questions. It is about honestly and gratefully gathering up all our questions and, however haltingly or however boldly, taking them with us as we walk toward the one who is our way, our truth, and our life. As we walk toward the one who himself lived a life of questioning, while at the same time was fully in God and was fully with and for all of humanity. Will you walk with me toward that one today? Walk with me.